Good morning. This is Focus on Delaware on 99.5 WJBR Wilmington. Good morning. I'm Charlie Max. We're joined this morning by the Tyler Arboretum Communications Coordinator, Cynthia Shimoleski, and Director of Public Programs, Betsy Ney. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're doing terrific. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you for coming in. Now, I've been looking into the Tyler Arboretum because, frankly, when I first heard the word, I said, Arboretum, I think that has something to do with trees. And that was the extent of what I knew. So before we get into the great programs that you guys have coming up through the summer and into the fall, let's talk a little bit about what an arboretum is, because I didn't really understand it. So tell me.
So an arboretum, it's an old phrase, and it trips people up. But basically, it is a place that focuses on trees and other plants. And really, we're a type of public garden. So it's okay. A garden that people come and visit. Tyler's a little bit unique because we have about 100 acres in horticulture, so those are the trees and shrubs you might want to plant in your yard. But then we also have acres and acres of natural areas with lots of big natural woodlands.
So those are things that maybe are just conducive to our area that you won't see everywhere, but they grow freely? Is that correct?
That's correct. And I like to say anything that grows at Tyler, anybody can grow because we are not a high-maintenance garden. We're very ecologically oriented, and so we don't pamper any of our plants. Mm-hmm. They just grow on their own. So anything that you see growing well for us will grow well for you.
Because I'll be honest, that's daunting. When you have a lawn or a yard and you're trying to do some sort of landscaping, I know I go, oh, forget it. I'll plant it. In 3 weeks, it'll be dead. It'll never grow again. Or I don't know how to prune a tree. I don't know how to take care of things. Are those some things that I can learn through the Arboretum? I can get some plants that would be good to grow in our area.
Well, you can buy plants. We have an annual plant sale. It's the first weekend in May every year. Mm-hmm. And so when we do that, we have experts on hand who can talk to you about your plants, talk to you about your situation in your garden, and they'll give you a lot of advice. We also offer a lot of gardening programs for adults, mm-hmm. and so you can come and learn how to prune a tree or learn how to divide a perennial. We have very hands-on programs.
Now, these programs are available to anyone in the public, or do you have to be a member?
You certainly don't have to be a member. Our members, whom we very much appreciate, they do get a discount on the classes as well as some other things, but they're open to both our members and the general public.
Okay, we're going to get to the membership shortly about how you can become a member and get involved, but I want to talk about a couple of other of the programs that you have coming up. There's a program coming up called Sit-A-Spell. Explain to me what that's about.
Yes, Sit-A-Spell. We're really excited about Sit-A-Spell, Seats That Tell a Tale, coming up beginning May 26th. Saturday is our opening day, and it will run through October 28th. It is a very unique and really cool kind of exhibition that has seats of all kinds. They were made by artisans, local artisans.
Okay.
That, just all kinds of seating, chairs.
They're made of wood products
or anything? Could be made of any material. Some of them are made from wood that was found on Tyler property.
Okay.
So that we think is really very unique and interesting to us. And I think once people see them and come sit in them, they're just meant to be relaxing mm-hmm. and whimsical. They're rustic. They're just very, very different. And
they're throughout the property? They're throughout the 600 acres?
There's a section.
Okay.
So it's going to be very easy to come and visit them and find them. Yes.
And this is part of a program that's running through
October.
Okay. So all mm-hmm. summer long.
Yes.
So that'd be nice. Now, can you come with a group of kids and sit down and do story time?
Absolutely. Okay. That's something we're really excited about. And we do have programs coming up in July and June that revolve around story time, fairy tales. We'll have crafts and stories and fun things for kids.
You know, with school letting out, before we know it, it's going to be over.
Oh,
I don't know. The year just kind of flew by. These are great ways to fill some of the time. Kids have to do some assigned reading for school over the summer. It kind of keeps their brain going. Plus, you can sneak in education.
They don't even know they're
right.
learning.
So tell me a little bit about some of the programs that you have over the course of the summer that might be good for those with younger children, for smaller children.
We have a series of special events that focus on young kids. So we do have story times. Those mm-hmm. are going to be every Wednesday. They're going to meet in our spring house, which is a very special place. We also have some big family festivals on the weekends.
Okay.
And some of those focus on fairy tales, We also focus on our tree houses, and we focus on our butterflies towards the end of the summer because
okay.
we have a great butterfly house.
So I'm going to take a few steps backwards, and we're going to start because I want to hear about all of this. I'm so intrigued. Tell me about your spring house, which is a very special place. What does that mean? Why is it so special?
Well, it's really, very fun. Of course, Tyler's history goes back to the 1600s when the family, the original Quaker family, purchased the property from William Penn. And so we have wonderful historic buildings, the house, the old barn, and some of the outbuildings, which includes a spring house. We also have a root cellar, and we have a greenhouse. But the spring house, because there's a spring underneath, stays very, very cool. So it's a nice little, very intimate space. It's cool in the summer, and it just feels like a little secret hideaway.
We're talking this morning with the Tyler Arboretum. You know, we did not mention where you're located. Let's give a specific location. That would be helpful in finding you.
It would be helpful. We are located in Media, 515 Painter Road.
In Media, Pennsylvania.
Media, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so very easily accessible, up 95, a couple of exits on the Blue Route, and you're there.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Very easy to find.
So you mentioned some tree houses, Betsy, or Cynthia, whoever can tell me. These tree houses, what does that involve?
Well, the tree houses started now 5 years ago, and we had a great big exhibit, and it was very, very fun. We had lots of people come, and we found that at the end of that exhibit, people said, well, they're going to be back next year, aren't they? And we said, of course, because some of them were built so well that we were able to keep them. So we now have 7 houses that celebrate trees. So some of them are up in the trees. Some of them are ground level, but they're all magical places that celebrate nature and trees.
So these are real up in the tree houses?
Up in the trees.
Fantastic.
Tree houses.
Are they themed or just, you know, built into the area?
Each one is very different because each one was built by a different group from the community.
Okay.
And so some of them sort of have an ecological focus. One of them was built by our volunteers, and they called their treehouse Backyard Memories.
Okay.
And that was because it reminded them of when they were kids
okay.
and built their treehouses. So it's Backyard Memories. And the rules they had was, now this is a group of guys, so they
of
said
course, no,
no
girls.
No girls. But they said mom was allowed if she brought cookies.
Of course.
And it is fun, just to let you know, your listeners know, we do allow picnicking at Tyler, so we have picnic tables where you can bring
great.
A blanket. It's very low-key. Kids can run around, blow off steam, have a great time.
So we're talking this morning with Tyler Arboretum in Media, Pennsylvania. They have some great programs coming up this morning. You're listening to 99.5 WJBR. This is Focus on Delaware. And we're talking about some of the tree houses that you can come and take part in. You mentioned earlier, Betsy, when we were talking about the spring house and the tree houses, there's a root cellar. Tell me what goes on in the root cellar.
Well, the root cellar actually, to me, looks like a hobbit house. And the original owners of the property, they called it their fruit vault. So this was built in the 1800s.
And okay.
at the time, this was a farming. It was definitely a farm. And so the fruit vault was where they kept their apples, their pears, and some of their more perishable fruits, like
okay.
their raspberries and whatnot. It's not something that we go in anymore.
Okay.
But it's built into the side of a bank.
Okay.
And it has a rounded top door. And it just looks like a little hobbit house.
So it sounds like not only can you have great fun walking around and discovering all these things, but I, in my mind, is picturing I'm bringing my camera and I'm getting some great pictures. Are photos allowed on the property?
Photos are definitely allowed. We have some beautiful, beautiful locations for photos, no matter what the season.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Must be beautiful in the winter.
Find some, oh, beautiful in the winter. Beautiful vistas overlooking meadows and the woodlands, and then right within the Arboretum itself, where all of the activities are, there's just some beautiful, beautiful scenes.
Now, do you have a lot of wedding parties that do come in and take photos on the property?
We, in fact, do have weddings at Tyler.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yes.
Tell us about that.
Certainly. Tyler, the weddings are done through Jeffrey A. Miller Catering,
mm-hmm.
and they will completely come in and help you plan your wedding at Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
They cater it. They will set it up. They do a beautiful, beautiful job.
Very
and
nice.
The photographs are, again, breathtaking, especially in the fall.
With all the colors,
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now,
mm-hmm.
any event or just weddings? You can.
No, okay. Actually, we have corporate planning events, any kind of family reunions, things like that certainly would be welcome at Tyler.
Okay, so now we've discovered that the kids can have a whole lot of fun in the tree houses. They can play in the spring house. We've got the Sit a Spell program going on through October where you can sit back, relax, enjoy the nature around you. Bring your book, bring your lunch, enjoy some time. You know, you could pop in during work hours take an hour at the Arboretum, enjoy the fresh air, read, have your lunch. So let's talk about some of the other programs that you have going on over the course of the summer. Are there classes that we can take? Are there other programs for school-age children? What about for adults, gardening? What could I do?
Well, we do have gardening programs. We also have, for the naturalists, we have regular bird walks and we have regular wildflower walks, and those are free with admission. So you can sign up for a gardening class. You can come for a bird walk. We have birding trips. For people with creative talents, we have different things that you can do, flower arranging. You can make mosaic planters. We have a lot of botanical arts that
Very
we can
nice.
Do. And then we have a lot of programs for kids, particularly 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And they happen during the week time. But during the summer, the most exciting thing, I think, for us is our summer camp. And we have 8 weeks of summer camp. You register by the week. And each week is a different theme. It starts for 4 and 5-year-olds. And then there's 6 to 11-year-olds. And then there's a new 4-week program that kids can register who are 11 to 14 years old.
Oh, that's great.
So that's
great.
New for us. And we started that because we were beginning to have folks who had been in camp for a couple
mm-hmm.
of years who
were
essentially
back.
Aging out.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to come back, but they were now too old.
Well, I will say, as a parent of 2 children in that age group, it does get hard to find somewhere for them to go. And it's not that, you know, you want to keep them busy, but they enjoy the activities. So I think, for one, it's great to have an opportunity for them to go somewhere, even, you know, shorter than a 6-week program, but at least they get the opportunity to do something. Let's do something that we haven't done yet. Let's give some contact information, a phone number, a website. How do people find out about Tyler Arboretum?
Sure. Our website is www.tylerarboretum.org. And our phone number is 610-566-9134.
And I imagine a schedule of events available on the website, all the information that we've talked
yes.
about. Okay, great. So now we've got some great programs coming up. We've got some ways to keep the kids occupied. Explain to me how somebody can come and help. This is a community arboretum. It involves the community. It looks for the community's support. How do we get involved? How do we help?
Well, there's many ways that people can help us, and we are a tremendous community resource, and we're very gratified with all the people who come out and volunteer for us. There's many levels of volunteering. Some people come out once a week. Some people may come out once or twice a year. There's different kinds of volunteer opportunities. You can work out on the grounds. You can work with our gardeners. You can work at special events to help us get those going. You can help behind the scenes in the offices. You can help with data entry. So there's many, many things that folks can do to help us
so
out.
So if you think, I don't have a green thumb, like there's no way I can help, well, you know what? You need just 10 fingers to type. Sometimes you could do it with less. 2 is fine. Hunt and peck works. But just come in and help somehow.
Right. And the great thing really for our volunteers is they find they learn so much. So it may be that you really don't know much about gardening, but you
right.
come and work with the vegetable gardener or somebody up in the rhododendrons, and through that work, and of course the gardeners are telling you all about what you're doing, you learn a lot. So it's not just giving to Tyler, but you're mm-hmm. getting back, you're meeting new people, and you're also learning new skills and having a great time.
And financially, people can give by how?
Well, we love to have folks become members. And membership is a terrific opportunity to support the organization, but also get a lot of benefits. As a member, you can come anytime we're open, and we're only closed 2 days a year. We close on Christmas, and we close on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So every other day, you can come and visit Tyler and come in at no cost. There's also special events that are only for members. You get a discount in our shop. You get to shop early at our plant sale. There's a members-only day. So we treat our members very, very well. Of course, we also welcome donations, and you can do that right on the website. It's very, very easy. You can donate on the website and give whatever amount you might want to give, and every amount is greatly appreciated.
And again, if you want that website, the website is
www.tylerarboretum.org.
Now, is there a set price for membership? Are there different levels of membership?
Yes, if you're an individual, you can join for $50 a year. If you are a household, a family, then it's $60 a year. And that means everybody who lives in your household
mm-hmm.
can come in. Now, we have a special situation for grandparents, because there's a lot of grandparents who live in our area, but their grandchildren, of course, don't live with them.
Right.
So they can bring their grandchildren, not the whole family,
right,
but their grandchildren in with them if they have a household membership.
Okay. Well, and a lot of grandparents care for the grandkids nowadays. That's just the way things are. So they may not live under the same roof, but they're with grandma and grandpa throughout the day. So that is a great asset to having the membership in that instance. We talked about summer camps. We talked about some of the events that you have going on. Can you tell me a little bit about the trees and the plants in the Arboretum that maybe are indicative of this part of the country that you're not going to see if you go somewhere else? And again, I don't know anything about gardening. I don't even pretend. Or what should I try to grow in my area here? If I'm moving to Media, what do I grow?
Well, there's many, many plants you can grow well. And Tyler's a fun place because there's a lot of diversity in our plantings. We were started as an arboretum in the mid-1800s by two brothers who were, the family was Quaker, and they started putting out all these plants really because they wanted to study them. And so we have a lot of these remaining specimens that are well over 150 years old.
Wow.
So to come and just enjoy these magnificent, majestic trees is a real treat. And of course, you see how big things will get after 150
right.
years. We always say you don't plant for yourself, you plant for the future generations when you're planting a tree. And that's a big part of what we're all about. We also have collections of flowering plants. So we have crab apples and cherries, lilacs, all kinds of different plants that do very, very well in the suburban landscape. And we have lots and lots of rhododendrons. We actually have an amazing collection that's about 11 acres, and it contains historic varieties as well as newer varieties of rhododendrons. And of course, right now is prime time.
I was just going to say, forgive my ignorance, but I know they don't bloom year round, right? But now is when they're at their peak.
Now is when they're at their
peak.
It
must smell phenomenal.
It's terrific.
That's a great, great thing to
experience. We also focus a lot on native plants. And so we have a native woodland walk where you can see the trees, shrubs, and the wildflowers that are native to our area.
Okay.
And we really promote planting native plants because they are part of our ecosystems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things have co-evolved to depend on them, like our butterflies.
Okay.
A lot of the caterpillars can only eat certain plants as a caterpillar, and
okay.
if they don't have that, they're never going to turn into a butterfly.
What would be some native plants, if not to put you on the spot, but what? Because I have no idea. Again, I'm telling you, I don't know anything about gardening or planting. So, what would be something native to our area?
Well, terrific thing for butterflies. There's a variety of milkweeds, and so the monarch caterpillars need milkweeds.
Okay.
The spicebush caterpillar needs to eat spicebush or sassafras.
Okay.
There's a lot of beautiful hollies that are native to us. There's some a summer blooming rhododendron, sweet bag magnolia that is absolutely gorgeous but smells delicious. So there's many beautiful native plants that you can put in your landscape. Oaks are terrific because there's lots of little things that feed on oaks. And then, of course, you know, birds need insects. So it's a whole life cycle.
The food chain.
It's the food chain. So if there's no insects for the parent birds to bring back to the baby birds,
mm-hmm.
the baby birds are almost 100% carnivorous, then those baby birds are going to be in
trouble. Then that's a problem. We are talking this morning with the Tyler Arboretum in Media, Pennsylvania, a quick ride up I-95. Two exits off the Blue Route is going to be my guess. Is that correct? And then you're there rather easy. Parking available?
Yes.
Because that's everybody's second question. Where is it and can I park there?
You can park for free.
I love it even more. Tell me what your hours are. Do they change in the summer or are they year-round the same?
They do change with the season. Right now we're open from 9 in the morning until 5 p.m.
Okay.
During the weekdays. On the weekends, I believe it's until 7 now. And then that will change back to 6 o'clock in the evening later in the season.
Okay. And this through the summer, I imagine it'll stay open a little bit later because we have so much daylight.
Right.
Events coming up, we talked about an event that you have going on at the Tyler Arboretum, Cityspell. The opening day is Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 26th. So if you're not going to be heading to the beach,
head out to Tyler.
Exactly. Head inland, head to Tyler Arboretum and enjoy this. You're listening to Focus on Delaware on 99.5 WJBR. Other programs coming up this summer that we can look forward to that maybe will give us a little bit of an education or fun?
Well, a lot of fun things. And for the adults, we've been talking a lot about kids because kids are a huge part of our audience and we really want to reconnect them to nature. But adults are just as important. And there's some fun things for adults. We do have wine tastings. We have beer tastings.
Wow.
So those are a great thing. The wine tasting is actually coming up fairly soon. And it's this Friday, and it's a pairing of wine and cupcakes.
Oh, delicious.
So isn't that fun? So you can come out, and it's a tasting, so you get to try different wines and then see how they go with these gourmet cupcakes.
It's a tough job, but if I have to, all right, I'll come and help out. And a beer tasting, you have that coming up over the summer?
We do, a beer tasting in July. That will be a variety of different beers that we will sample along with pizza. Gourmet pizza samplings to go along
with
that.
I was wondering if it's going to be pretzels or I couldn't imagine what we'd try it with, but it doesn't matter really. You get to taste all those different beers. Is that going to be on a Friday night as well in July?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Okay, so all of this information, by the way, is available on the Tyler Arboretum website, which is
www.tylerarboretum.org.
And let's give the phone number again. If in case you want to head up, you know, questions, you've got an event coming up. They do catering. They do weddings. They do parties. What's the phone number?
610-566-9134.
Now, we talked about the kids, but you do kids' birthday parties, too? What does a kid's birthday party involve?
We do kids' birthday parties. They're eco birthday parties, and they involve a lot of nature. Usually what we'll do is we'll have the group of children come in for the birthday party, and they'll decide what sort of thing they want to do. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful pond.
Okay.
And the pond, kids can go out there for their party. They'll be led by a naturalist to give them a bit of an education, even though they
want to realize
that. The pond is wonderful. There's turtles and frogs, and it's just a wonderful little gem within the Arboretum.
And do they then have, do you have an area for concessions where they have birthday cake? And
we do. We have a wonderful old barn.
Okay.
And within the barn, the children and the party will come inside and they will have cake and whatever they would like to bring.
The tree houses that we talked about earlier, are those available to rent for parties as well, or are those just part of a tour?
They would be part of something that the kids could go visit. They're not big enough to have a whole party yet.
I see. Okay.
But the parents can decide what theme they want.
Okay.
So we have fairy birthday parties. We have amphibian birthday parties. We have all different themes that are all about nature. And while I'm talking about fairies, we also have a trail that's called Our Magical Path. And this is an area that we've had the last 2 years. And it is a trail with fairy houses, gnome homes, little goblin areas. And at the end, there's an area that little kids can make their own fairy houses.
Aww.
And this is part of a growing trend because we're recognizing that all these magical creatures help Mother Nature, and they've done it forever. But they are worried about the people not remembering that they should also be helping Mother Nature.
Oh, okay.
So we want to build some little fairy houses so the fairies have a place to stay. We invite them to the Arboretum, and then we hope that kids and their families will go home and do the same thing. There's some wonderful kids' books out there, and we are all about environmental literacy, and there's wonderful books that talk about nature and kids, and we really promote that kind of nature literacy.
It sounds like a great program and a lot of fun. I mean, again, kids are going to learn in any environment that just stimulates them. And right now, fairies seem to be top of mind for everybody. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And it's anybody can come and take part of this. If you come into the Arboretum, you can go down the fairy trail. Is the magical path? Is that correct? Okay, we're talking this morning with the Tyler Arboretum, and we have gone over a plethora of programs that they have. They are located in Media, Pennsylvania, just a short ride up I-95 onto the Blue Route, and they have some great programs, starting with what's opening Memorial Day weekend, the Sit-A-Spell program. It opens Saturday, May 26th. What time do you open on Saturday, the 26th?
We will open at 9 o'clock.
Okay, so you can get there early, and it runs all weekend, correct? This is through the summer, this program. And you can come in and check that out. They've got great programs for gardening, for education, for adults, for children, birthday parties, weddings. I had no idea when we started this conversation, ladies, and I said to you, what's an arboretum, that all of this would be involved. And I really want to encourage anybody who has never been to take a ride up and check out some of these 650 acres of horticultural collections they have. There's rare plants, there's specimens, ancient trees, historic buildings. There's hiking trails as well. Is that correct, Cynthia?
There are. There are 20 miles of hiking trails.
Wow. So you can spend the day, bring a lunch.
Absolutely.
Hike, sit on one of the magical sitting spots, sit a spell, and enjoy your day at the Tyler Arboretum. If you'd like more information, again, their website is
www.tylerarboretum.org.
And the phone number one more time?
610-566-9134.
Thank you again to the Tyler Arboretum Communications Coordinator, Cynthia Shimoleski, and Director of Public Programs, Betsy Ney. Ladies, thank you for coming in and educating me. I feel like I've learned so much. Now I'm going to come and visit you on your home ground and maybe give me a tour, but I really want to see the fairies on the magical path. That's what I'm looking forward to. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Focus on Delaware on 99.5 WJBR. I'm Charlie Max. I want to thank our guests from the Tyler Arboretum this morning. If you have a community event that you would like promoted, you can visit our website at WJBR.com. Click on the Submit a Community Event link and give us all of your information. If you have something you'd like featured on Focus on Delaware, you can email me directly. It's charlie.max, two X's, at WJBR.com. And we'd love to have you on the program. Thank you again for joining us this morning for Focus on Delaware on 99.5 WJBR.